Good morning and welcome to Catalatte. Chuck Meether here with you. We are at the final part of the Heidelberg Catechism, the Lord's Prayer, Lord's Day 45, question and answer 117. What belongs to such prayer which is acceptable to God and which He will hear? So this should give us pause, this question, as we boldly approach His throne of grace, how we should prepare in meeting with Him, given this means of grace. First, that with our whole heart we call only upon the one true God, who has revealed Himself to us in His Word for all that He has commanded us to ask of Him. Second, that we thoroughly know our need and misery as to humble ourselves in the presence of His divine majesty. Third, that we be firmly assured that notwithstanding our unworthiness, He will, for the sake of Christ our Lord, certainly hear our prayer as He has promised us in His Word. There is a ton of scripture, as always, for these formulations, and we're just going to read a few. John 4:22-24. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. 1 John 5:14. Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Psalm 27:8. When you said, "Seek my face," my heart said to you, "Your face, Lord, I will seek." Psalm 34:18. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, save such as have a contrite spirit. Matthew 7:8. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. To him who knocks, it will be opened. James 1:6. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. John 14:13-16. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. But if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and He will give you another helper, that He may abide with you forever. And then Psalm 143:1. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In your faithfulness, answer me, and in your righteousness. So, dear friends, this means of grace is an absolute blessing to us. And we ought to approach it not like that quick prayer before that first bite or before that first wink, as if it's just something we do out of ritual, some mundane practice, something perfunctory, but that we approach His throne of grace with reverence and awe. For it cost the Lord plenty that we would have this unique communion with God, that we can go into His presence and make our requests known to Him. So keep that in mind as we walk with the Lord today, and be a blessing, and we'll see you tomorrow.